Are you sure we can tell this?
Massive fan of Off the Ball.
Ireland is in dreamland.
The All Ireland finals are almost upon us.
There's always good guests on.
Fastest ever seen you run your life, though.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe at offtheball.com/join.
Highly recommend it.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition. The official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.
I'm Rory O'Hagan and this is GAA Daily on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, official performance nutrition partner of the Gaelic Players Association. Coming up, Kerry and Armagh named teams for the All-Ireland semi-final, team news ahead of the Tailteann Cup final and Shane O'Donnell on Clare's win over Cork in 2013. But first, both Kerry and Armagh have named their teams for tomorrow's All-Ireland Senior Football Championship semi-final. Kerry are unchanged from the side that defeated Derry in the quarter-finals. Armagh too are unchanged from their win over Roscommon in the last eight. Kerry legend Darrell Kinnaird meanwhile has been looking back on some of the Kingdom's clashes with Armagh.
But I do remember Armagh as champions coming down to Tralee in 2003 and a very young Paul Galvin's trying to make a mark. And he upended McGeaney and he stood over him and had a few comments to him. And we realised then that Paul was, exactly what you needed against the Armaghs of this world. That's what I remember from our league encounters. I remember that game, some of those games in Killarney. Armagh would have been probably one of the first teams, if not the first team, to go on these warm weather training camps and stuff like that as well, And so they were kind of always pushing the envelope at the time as well, And obviously Tyrone came on the scene the following year in 2003 and probably looked at Armagh and saw what they had achieved and kind of they pushed each other's standards. And for about 3 or 4 years there, you had Kerry, Tyrone and Armagh, knocking lumps off each other between league and championship and not, and it's 20 years later, all those games kind of merge into one, I do remember Enda marking the Gooch, too, in the final and having a tough time of it in the first half, but Armagh really got to grips with us in the second half, right across the field, even from that 2002 final, what sticks in my mind is I think the winning point for Armagh was scored at about 15 minutes ago. There was no score for the remainder of the game. It was that kind of a game. It was a tight game, a tight contest. I remember young Ronan Clark, he was about 18 or 19 at the time, having an outstanding game, for such a young fella in an All-Ireland final. I was marking in his brother Justin, I think, for most of that game. When you had Benny Tierney behind you on the goal roaring abuse at you, you didn't know whether to laugh or cry half the time. He was such a funny character, on and off the field. They are the memories that would stand out from, you're going back over 20 years there.
Laois have named their team to face down in tomorrow's Tailteann Cup final in Croke Park. There's one change to their starting 15, with Owen Buggy coming into the half-back line. Ben Dempsey drops to the bench. Here's Down boss Conor Laverty and the support they've been getting from their supporters.
And you're going to need all the support out. That's really important. And Down, it's such a footballing county. It's so proud. Do you feel like people are getting behind the team now?
I suppose they had a breakfast morning last week.
Turnout.
Yeah, a massive crowd at it. On Saturday past, they had a wee bit for the younger children and that. And listen, it's about promotion. You have to use this competition and use the feel-good factor to promote the game and for Down to all to be pulling in the one direction and going really strong. I think that the support has been brilliant. Listen, Down as a county are crying out for a team, they're crying out for a success. I think that if Down got on a run the same way as Armagh are going, everybody talks about how brilliantly Armagh are supported. I think if Down got on to that level and were competing in the top of Division 2 and trying to compete in Division 1, I think Down support would match that. Mm-hmm. There's a great image, was it 91 where the hill was red and black? And we've shown our
play. Who are you against that day?
I keep reminding Sean of that every time you see him. But we have shown them images to our players about the proud culture and history that there is in this county. And listen, we would love nothing more to get back to that level. And I suppose that's what Saturday's all about, is it's one more step closer till hopefully getting to that.
And have we seen the heights that this team can reach, even close to it?
I think in moments, throughout the 2 years, in flashes, but that's the challenge for this group of players to be able to do that consistently for 70 minutes and play on that front foot and play with their heads up and show the whole country now on Saturday, because we've been disappointed with our performances against Meath and then Westmeath in the league this year, and we're under no illusions, like the task that we're going to be up against. The amount of people have said to me about last year's result, listen, that was a freak day, do you know what I mean? You can see Justin's style already on this Laois team, like his team that won in All-Ireland were solid at the back, very tough defenders, great organisation, great shape to them. So we know, I can see that already from doing the analysis of Laois, how more secure they are at the back and how tight they are.
Excitement is building in both Cork and Clare ahead of Sunday week's All-Ireland Hurling Championship final. Clare's Shane O'Donnell has been looking back on the 2013 decider between the counties that the Banner won after a replay.
When you think back on 13 and those two epics that you played, do you think of that? Does that come back to you over your career over the last 11 years, wanting to get back to that?
Yeah, I mean, it's the pinnacle of the game and you're always trying to get back there. I certainly, 11 years ago, wouldn't have thought it would take us so long, and I'm sure Cork had the same kind of feeling about it, that they really would have thought they'd have more opportunities basically in that time. It's just one of those occasions that, it's funny, I work with a company based in London, none of them know what hurling is, which is kind of funny, like, and one other Irish person, and she like said in the main channel, like, congrats Shane, whatever, you know, it's
this Monday morning.
Yeah, this is on Sunday afternoon actually, but yeah, Monday morning basically people react to it, like, oh yeah, great, whatever. And they were asking me, I was like, you know, what is it? What's the final like? And I was like, I don't really know how to explain it. Just like what you were saying there, it's like, how do you explain how emotive an experience that is, like, you know, how much of a cauldron it is when it's full, all the colour and everything you feel and all that. It's just like, it's hard to convey that in words.
Surely you sent them the YouTube video of the 2013 replay. It is hard to convey, right? Because, you know, it's amazing being there as a neutral, or you're working at it and you get to experience electricity and have nothing on the line. It, like, that's a privilege, like. But when you're playing, like, you're going to have the parade again, you're going to have Aron Levine, you're going to have the walking behind the Artane band, meeting the president. Can you tally what it was like in 11 to how you're going to approach it this time? Or 13, 11 years ago?
Yeah, it's completely different. Like, everything about how I prepare for a game, how I think about games, how I play the game, how Clare or hurling is played now is so different in a lot of ways that there's not too much inspiration I can draw from 2013 that would give me that much. And also, I just feel like the way I like enjoy build up to games now and prepare in a more kind of relaxed way is just suits me better. And, you know, yeah, so when I look back at it, it's kind of like more jarring the differences than the similarities, really.
You're a different person.
Yeah, I'm definitely a different person.
Yeah.
Also, there's an element of like a few years ago when I was close to giving up hurling, probably everything after that has kind of felt almost like a free shot. It's just like I mightn't have been here on a very close decision, and everything that's come has been so brilliant that, yeah, I've just enjoyed every part of it.
It's a good place to be. Best of luck in 2 weeks time.
Thanks so much. I look forward to it.
Off the Ball are hosting an All-Ireland Hurling Final preview live from the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre in Dublin on Friday the 19th of July. Get your tickets now and join Will O'Callaghan, Paul Murphy, Anthony Nash and Podge Collins and some very special guests on the eve of the All-Ireland Hurling Final. This is an exclusive off-air event for a great cause. All the ticket proceeds are going to Focus Ireland. Tickets are limited, so head on over to offtheball.com/events to grab yours now. Don't forget to subscribe to the Off The Ball GAA feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday. For the best Gaelic Games coverage, become an Off The Ball member now by visiting offtheball.com/join. I've been Rory O'Hagan. Thank you for listening.
GAA Daily.
On Off The Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.